Welcome back here to Gladwin as we're getting our starting lineups, and we'll go through them with you, starting with Ogemaw Heights. For the Falcons, they're going to send out their senior, number one, Rylan McDaniels, a junior, number two, Robbie Hawk, also a junior, number three, Angel Potter, sophomore guard, number 12, Ian Jones, and the big fella in the middle, the senior, number 13, Mason Dunn, will round up the starting lineup for Coach Alex Jennings.
And for Coach Varellen in the Flying G's in their white uniforms, blue and black trim, they've got Seth Mead, a 6'2 junior, and they've got heights on here, so I'm going to use them here, Jeff. They've got Donald Corlew III, also known as DC3 in football circles, a 6-foot junior. Jace Massey, a 6'4 senior, number 12. Jaden Mieske is a junior, he's 6'1", and Dalton Peters, 24, the big man in the middle, he'll be in the jump circle, is a senior at 6'5". Want to take the opportunity to tell you that tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Buck's Country Cooking of West Branch and Quality Garage Doors of West Branch. And we're up and away into the front court. Easy, quick one, as just off the rim is number 3, and that is Angel Potter. Got a good look, couldn't get it to go, Jeff.
Right off the opening tip, and here comes Gladwin. Ogemaw opens in a man-to-man.
Seth Mead on the left wing, little high ball screen, get it inside. Massey lays it up and in. Good set there by Gladwin, a little angled back screen. And they are on the board first, 2-0 for the G's. Little half-court trap here by Gladwin. Into the front court, baseline drive by Hawk. Throws to the corner, that's Potter. Potter drives to his right, lays it on the rim, and it rolls in.
Oh, just enough, barely got it over the rim. Jace Massey stepped in, tried to stop the ball, but really nice up and under move, and we're at 2-2 here in the early going.
Yeah, both teams quick to the action. Gladwin in their set offense runs that same angled screen for Massey, nothing there. Left drive is Corlew III, kicks it back out on the perimeter. Mieske, he's going to reset at the top, and we'll start over on the offense. Here's Seth Mead, guarded by Hawk, top of the key. Little high post entry, run a little wheel action a la old Pinconning as a three-point try by DC3, no good. Rebound tipped around, fought for, and we're going to end up with a jump ball that will stay in favor of the Flying G's.
Good rebound by Mieske. He was able to kind of maneuver his body inside and get inside position on McDaniel. Kept that one going, and Gladwin will set underneath.
Mieske pulls the trigger on the inbounds. Finds Corlew III back at the top. They'll throw it over to point guard Seth Mead. Hit a couple big threes the other night against Standish Sterling. Let's see what Mead's got tonight. Ogemaw stays in that 2-3 zone, so switching up the defense already. I don't think Gladwin has recognized the 2-3 zone yet. Speaking of three-pointers, there's a three-point try by Mead, and he knocks it down. 5-2 in favor of the Goshawks, and they come back out in that 1-2-2. And it looks like a little run and jump. Pressure. Hawk swings to the corner. It's 12. Ian Jones tries a three of his own. No good. Rebound tipped. Fought for. Nice board
good
there
rebound
by the big fella Mason Dunn.
Good rebound by Dunn underneath. Getting position and just muscling that up and over.
I think that's one of the keys to the game. If he plays extremely well, I've got Ogemaw with a slight advantage on the inside with Dunn. There's Mead to the rim. He's going to get fouled on the ground by Robbie Hawk.
Yeah, good take. They kicked it over to the wing. One dribble up to the rack, and Hawk got caught just a little bit behind, reached in, and that'll be the first foul on either team tonight. As a good, fast start, well-played, clean game to start out as. Nope, they're going to say that was not on the shot, looks like. So
yep. Got him on the floor.
Went underneath.
Just before it got him on the floor. Mieske will pull the trigger from the baseline. Little cross-screen action, trying to find Mead. Now he's got to get it in. Knocked away. Good defense there. Here comes Jones into the front court. Jones leaves for Hawk. Hawk a left wing three. Just short. Alligator armed it a little bit. Rebound DC3, and we're going to get a jump ball. Woo! Thought it was going to be Hawk's second foul there for a second, Jeff.
Yeah, they got lucky. That would have been two. Could have been two pretty quick, easily on Hawk as he was reaching in a little bit. But Ogemaw's going to keep possession, and they'll fire from underneath.
Hawk playing quarterback from underneath the basket. Cross screen action. Nothing there. Tipped and picked up there by Donald Corlew III. Nice defense by Seth Mead. Into the front court comes DC3. Hands off to Mieske. Right wing. Gladwin very deliberate on their offense. They have some sets. They set a lot of screens. Mieske inside. Lost the handle as Peters taken away. Into the front court comes McDaniels. Rylan pulls up and slipped a little bit on the floor. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound. Hawk throws it out of bounds off of Seth Mead.
good alert play by Hawk. He was kind of buried underneath the basket there, no place to go, and just was able to kind of flip it off from the the Gladwin defender. Ogama triggers from underneath.
Yeah, he threw that one right off of the backside of Meade. One dribble, McDaniels finds Hawk underneath the basket. Reverse layup, and it rolls in. The rim has been friendly and kind for the Falcons. Make it 6-5 in favor of Ogama.
Yeah, and a really nice look by Rylan McDaniels and a good cut by Robbie Hawk.
Into the front court comes Meade. Dribble handoff with Massey. Massey to the rim, lays it up, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's back to Meade. Meade will try a three, hand in his face and everything, and he knocks it down. He had Ian Jones all over him, and he knocked it down with a hand in his face. 8-6 now in favor of Gladwin. Back and forth ball game here to start. Exactly what we expected, exactly what we wanted to see from these two teams. And we're going to get an over and back there on Ian Jones as he caught the ball. I don't know, all 3 points?
I
guess so.
I don't think the rear foot ever made it over the half court line, but I could have missed it.
Mr. Official says over and back, so it'll go back to Gladwin.
It's going to be over and back.
4:35 to go here in our first quarter. Dribble handoff, Mieske. Leaves it for Massey. Little a la Michigan State weave from the 1970s. Now they kick it back outside, and Meade will reset. He'll pull another three. That one looked good from here. Back iron, no good. Rebound to McDaniels. Into the front court, Hawk. Hawk drives to his left. Knocked out of bounds by Meade. No contact there. No harm, no foul. Ogama Heights will retain the ball underneath their own basket.
And McDaniels got a little extra juice. He went up high for that rebound.
Yes, he did. That weight program at Ogama Heights is paying off in that speed, agility, jump stuff for sure. There's McDaniel driving the lane. Kicks to Hawk in the corner. Potter swings around in the hands of Ian Jones. They will reset that offense. A little pass and screen away look here. Inside is Potter. Knocked away, and we're going to get a foul inside. We'll see who they get it on. There were three Gladwin defenders there, Jeff.
Yeah, I think that's going to be Dalton Peters maybe on that. Nope, they're going to go with Mieske on that one. As Ogama triggers underneath, back out top to Jones.
Hawk from the corner drives, throws up a floater, no good. Rebound into the hands of number 10, Seth Meade. Dribble handoff, Massey. Massey drives the lane, scoops, can't get it to go. Another puppy by Massey, no good. Those could come back to haunt him. Three-point try by Potter in the corner, and he got it! Angel Potter hits a three.
Well, and that's going to be huge for Ogama Heights. If they can get that young man going, I've seen him where he looks like the best player on the floor on a lot of nights, and he can really shoot it when he's on.
Yeah, they've got a couple guys who can score it. As turnover there, taken away, Potter behind his back into the front court. One-on-two doesn't have great numbers against Massey. He drives the baseline. Swing it to Jones. Jones for three!
Very nice.
Got it! Ian Jones knocks down a three, and some balanced scoring here for the Falcons. Make it 12-8, and Coach Varellin is going to take a timeout, so we'll take it with him. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Ogama Heights Falcons lead the host, Gladwin Flying Gs, 12-8. We'll be back in a moment here on WKJC, your power station for sports. Back live here from Flying G Gymnasium in Gladwin as the Ogama Heights Falcons, with 3 minutes to go, lead the Flying Gs 12-8 in district action. Gladwin into the front court. Ball in the hands of Peters. He'll swing back around to the top of the key. Seth Meade. Gladwin will reset their offense again, being very deliberate. Let's see what they've drawn up off this timeout. Little flex cut, down screen action. Meade back to the top. He'll throw it in for Massey and throw it right to the student section, out of bounds. And that one will go back to the Ogama Heights Falcons with a 4-point lead.
You know, it was a really good pin down by Rob Hawk right there to really keep Jace Massey from going after that one. It looked like Massey gave up on it a little bit.
Yeah, tough angle for that pass, too. It was coming from the top of the key into the post. Ian Jones will do the ball handling here. Gladwin showing a little token pressure. Ogama breaks it handily. Got a score update from our sister station on hits over in Roscommon. Tawas area leads Roscommon 16-10 as we've got an off-ball foul here on 12 Ian Jones for an illegal screen. So if you're listening, if you're looking for district action from Roscommon, the Tawas Braves lead over on Hits FM over the Roscommon Bucks 16-10 after one. Back here, Ben Varellin checks into the ball game for Gladwin. He will handle the point guard duties now and take Seth Meade off the ball. Massey, entry to Lou, another turnover there for the Flying G's. That's a tough one. Two possessions, no shots. Both turnovers thrown to the wall. McDaniel into the front court. He finds Haas streaking Hawk down the right side. Skips over to Jones for three. Ian, back iron, no good. Rebound tipped out by Massey all the way to half court. And picked up there by 12, Ian Jones. Sorry, that three-pointer was taken by Joe Bach, checked into the game. I missed Joe checking in. Swinging around the perimeter. Here's McDaniel, guarded by Massey. Drives the lane to his right. Puts up a floater, back iron, no good. Rebound Meade into the front court.
Yeah, he's got to get set there, Ryan. He did a great job of going to the hole, but you got to go up through contact instead of trying to avoid it.
Yeah, he faded away from about 10 or 12 feet and just was off balance. You're absolutely right, sir. Mieske into the lane, and he took an extra step on his jump stop. Teammate zigged when he should have zagged, and another turnover. Three straight possessions with turnovers for the G's, and they're down four early in this game.
And that pressure seems to be bothering them just a little bit. They're doing a nice job of picking them up at half court. And Ogama now looking like they're going to struggle as they barely get that over the timeline.
Yeah, a little run and jump concept here. It's just man, as Ogama turns it over, Potter tries to throw it into Bach. It's taken away by Meade. Just a token man-to-man pressure with a little bit of a run and jump when the guy turns his back, so they know the double is coming, and they've been very tentative against it. Here's Ben Varell on top of the key. Drives to his left with those pink shoes. Off the high glass. There you go. He went through contact, just like you mentioned. Nice job, Ben. Into the front court. Potter on the break. Knocked away. And it goes off his foot out of bounds. Great defense there by Mieske.
Yeah, quite a little bit of contact as he split the... Nice pass, though, by McDaniel as he hit a streaking Angel Potter, but he just couldn't finish. It ended up going off his leg, as we'll see Brendan Zaski check into the game for the first time for Ogama Heights.
And Brody Varellen, is that correct? Brody Varellen and 34 Matthew Lechner also into the game for Gladwin. So both teams going to their bench. Under a minute to play here as we're down under 40 now. Gladwin in possession. DC3 at the top of the key calling for a ball screen. He gets it, drives to the nail, kicks it over to Varellen. Baseline drive, fouled on his way up. That was Ben, and he will go to the line. Looks like Zaski got him.
Yeah, and a good take at the baseline, as it looked like he had gotten himself into a kind of a bad position, but he was able to just fight through that contact and pick up a foul, as he will go to the line and shoot two for Gladwin with a chance to tie it here, 26.
First one is in and out, no good, and I would like to take this opportunity to tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by Morse Clark Furniture of West Branch, the DeBold Agency of West Branch, Culligan Water of West Branch, and the Fall Inn of Rose City. Second one is good by Ben Varellen. Give him three on the night off the bench. Deep pass for Hawk. One bounce off his fingertips and out of bounds. Boy, that would have been an Ogama Heights touchdown, I think we could have called that one.
That would have been, and Hawk kind of got tangled up a little bit and couldn't get to the ball, as they'll turn it over as we go under 20 seconds here in the first quarter.
16-15 as Corlew crosses the half-court line, leaves it for Ben Varellen. He'll set on a wing, get a high ball screen there from Lechner. He'll stop and pop from three, front iron, no good. Rebound Hawk, 6 seconds to go, they've got a chance. Here comes McDaniel. Potter from just across the half-court line, halfway down and out. And that will end our first quarter in favor of the Ogama Heights Falcons, 12-11 over the Flying G's. We'll be back in 60 here on your Power Station for Sports, WKJC.
Welcome back to the Gymnasium here in Flying Goshawk Country. We're in Gladwin.
I like that one.
For tonight's district.
The Gymnasium.
Great first quarter. Ryan, as we've got the visitors of Ogama Heights up 12-11 in a really well-played first quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. The couple mistakes early in the game for for Gladwin as they turned the ball over on three consecutive possessions. However, at the end of the quarter, they brought it back to a one-possession game.
So here we go, second half. Ogama with the ball. Kicks it out right away in the corner. That is number 20, Brody Varellen from way downtown. And he'll give the Gladwin Flying G's a two-point lead as we go the other direction. As McDaniel pushes the pace and gets it up and gets contacted in the paint. So Ogama will take it underneath. Looks like that foul was on Lechner. That'll be his first and the first of the quarter.
Good call there by the official, as you couldn't give him continuation because he came back down and landed before he shot it. So it was on the floor. Hawk will pull the trigger from the baseline.
Hawk in, gets it into Potter. Potter quickly to the lane, and a nice easy floater goes for Angel Potter to tie it at 14 here early going second quarter.
Yeah, a nice runner there by Potter. He did a nice job of getting in the lane, getting some, almost turn it over there is Gladwin, and they're going to end up turning it over.
They will turn it over as Seth Mead tried to get into the backcourt to Verellen, and Verellen couldn't handle it, so another turnover by the Gladwin Flying Gs. That's their sixth already here in this first half.
Yeah, not a good way to start a ball game at home in district tournament play.
Running the weave out top, they get it to McDaniel. McDaniel working one-on-one. Behind the back he goes, squares up the shoulders.
Wow.
Floater in the lane, and Rylan McDaniel showing some athleticism as he was able to hang up there and get that one to go just over the rim. 16-14 for the Falcons, as right back the other way comes Gladwin, and a scoop and score. That's Donald Corlew, the tray, as he goes up and under. Quickly McDaniel into the front court to the corner for Ian Jones over on the wing. And to the baseline is Angel Potter. Potter with a nice little up and under move. Rebounded down there and rebounded again by Hawk. He goes up again, fights through contact, and is able to get that one to go as stick-to-itiveness pays off for the Falcons.
Yeah, Rob Hawk with a great effort. You also had Mason Dunn keep that one alive. He put that one back up, and then Hawk finished it on his second chance. But other than not getting defensive rebounds, both ends of the floor have been really good defense, just better offense at this point. That drive a minute ago by McDaniel, McDaniel, that was great defense. It just was better offense.
As unable to get the N1 to go, knocked out of bounds, and Gladwin will control. 18 for the visitors from Ogemaw, 16 for your hometown Gladwin Flying Gs, as we go 6:30 here to go in this first half. Into the front court pours Verellen. Verellen kicks it over to Jace Massey. In the corner, triple on the way! Count it! Ben Verellen, nothing but nylon as the sophomore. Ice cold from the corner, knocks it down for a 19-18 lead.
Yeah, give him six off the bench, so good start for Verellen.
Potter goes the other way, takes it into the lane, misses, rebound to Jace Massey. Massey will clear to Verellen. Verellen dribbles into the front court. Don't stop the ball. He's able to get it inside. Nice kick off into the corner, but no good as he found a little bit of space there in the middle, but just wasn't able to convert, and back comes Ogemaw.
Yeah, Peters misses another close one there.
And a lot of
foul in the lane.
A real nice take. Verellen got inside, and he tried to ditch it off to Dalton Peters. Peters unable to get that one to go as,
other than turnovers, the story has been missed easy ones by Peters and Massey.
Oh, a nice cut inside McDaniel, and a good find by Hawk, but unable to get it to go, but he stays with it and goes up and under to the right hand, and a little spin move off from the backboard for two more for Rylan McDaniels.
Yeah, great effort. Oh, Ogemaw's just outworking Gladwin at this point.
Massey kicks it over to the corner. Three ball on its way. Good! Brody Verellen, the other sophomore from the other corner, knocks it down, and Ogemaw is going to take a timeout, and we're going to take it with them. 5:13 to go here in the second quarter. Gladwin 22, Ogemaw 20 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Gymnasium here in Gladwin as Ogemaw will trigger in the backcourt. This is Ian Jones, gets it into McDaniel. Forecourt pressure by Gladwin as that's picked off. Jace Massey went high to get it, goes the other direction, and shot no good. Rebounded by McDaniel. Here comes Ogemaw on the break. Angel Potter quickly in. His shot is blocked from behind on a great block by Brody Verellen. Here comes Gladwin.
Tell you what, the Verellen boys off the bench have done a great job as Mead tries a three, and he got another one.
And 25-20 is Gladwin starting to make shots, is into the front court. That's Jones. Jones got just into the front court where he is fouled by Brody Varellin.
I'll still say Ogama Heights is outworking Gladwin on the glass. However, Ogama Heights is outworking Gladwin on the glass. However, these three-pointers are getting knocked down from the perimeter by the Flying G's, and that's been what's kept them in the game and in the lead.
Ogama trigger from half court. Gets it into the back court. This is Angel Potter. Potter working one-on-one with Massey as he does get it over the timeline. Tight man-to-man. Into the corner to McDaniels. McDaniels is going to be fouled there by Ben Varellin. Tried to go baseline. Varellin stepped in and got the hands out. He'll pick up the foul. That's going to be the fifth of the quarter already. 4:24 left. That fifth foul of the quarter. As Ogama will be shooting free throws the rest of the quarter here with 4:24 to play. Down five.
First one is good by McDaniels. Give him five on the night. And speaking of field goals and three-pointers, Gladwin has made nine shots. Six of them have been from the three-point line.
Yeah, really keeping them in it right now, as you mentioned. Not a lot of rebounding, but if you make them the first time, you don't have to.
Second one is good.
Second one is good, as that one went up off from the top of the backboard and dropped right straight down and in for a really nice shooter's touch by Rylan McDaniel, as here comes Ogama, Gladwin the other way. And into the inside.
Angel Potter
went Ben Varellin, and yeah, Potter just kind of reached around him and
gave him a little bear hug from behind. The problem is you can't put hands on both sides of the defender.
First foul and first of the quarter on Ogama Heights, as Gladwin will trigger from underneath. This is Donald Corlew the third. And what do we got here? Hold some on Ogama, of, maybe? Yeah, they're going to get Angel Potter. Get Angel Potter with a hold, and is that his third?
I believe it's a second.
Okay.
I believe. But he's going to check out anyways. Joe Bach comes in for him. Update from Roscommon. The Bucks score eight. Talos is two for an 18-18 halftime score.
Quickly into Jace Massey, turned over there as Rylan McDaniel comes out of the mess with it, kicks it to the corner. Corner three on the way for Ian Jones is no good, as he left that one a little bit short.
And the home crowd lets him hear it.
As here comes Gladwin, kick to the corner, shots away, no good, a little bit short for Dalton Peters. Massey gets in there and digs it out, working on Joe Bach.
Good defense.
Good defense by Bach. Double team by Jones. Kick to the corner three. No good. But a good rebound right there inside. Ben Varellin with a nice finger roll to finish it. As here comes Ogama down five, 27-22.
I tell you what, Gladwin is good at the guard position for at least two more years, because Varellins are sophomores. Mead is a junior. Things are looking good.
Yep. Turned over Jones just a little bit. Too much dribbling there, and Massey swiped it from him. As coming back the other way, that's Seth Mead for Gladwin. Mead kicks it over to the top of the key. Shot up and away is no good for Donald Corlew the third, but another rebound for Dalton Peters. And Peters is going to pick up a foul. Looks like, I believe that was Jones, Ian Jones on the foul.
Quick opportunity to thank some sponsors. Tonight's game is brought to you by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, H&R Block of West Branch, Ace Electric Plumbing Heating of West Branch, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. Speaking of Erickson Family Insurance, here is Jeff Erickson on the call.
Gladwin inbounds, gets it over to the wing to Massey. Massey drives through the lane. Nice
spin
move. Athletic up and over the top of Dominic Smith, who just checked in for Ogama. Ogama quickly fires it into the front court. Joe Bach, shots away, no good. Long back iron. Rebound comes down to Seth Mead. 7-point lead here for Gladwin.
Difference in the game, perimeter shooting. Gladwin's made him, Ogama hasn't.
Nice pass down low. Beauty. As Ben Varellin drove the lane and a little underhanded scoop. 9-point lead as Ogama is going to take a timeout. We're going to take a short one with them here on WKJC, your power station for sports.
Welcome back to Gladwin High School, home of WKJC's presentation of Gladwin versus Ogama Heights in the District 36 quarterfinal here in Gladwin. And tonight's game is brought to you by West Branch Collision, Willard's Equipments of West Branch, Fernelius Chevrolet of Rose City, Benjamin Realty of Rose City, and Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch. Back to the action. Here's Jeff.
Ogama with the ball, gets it into McDaniels. McDaniels fires to the corner for Joe Bach. Back to McDaniels, inside the lane, kicks it back out. Thought about a triple, decided better of it. That's Hawk. Hawk to McDaniels. McDaniels, nice drive to the lane, and through contact. Count it. And the foul. So a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play as McDaniel, you know, Ryan, he's finally starting to go up into that contact instead of fading away. And he's the second time now he's gotten rewarded with an N1.
Yeah, Rylan McDaniel showing off his strength, and he is a senior. He does not want this to be his last basketball game with 2 minutes to go here in the half. Down by eight. Make it. Oh, in and out. No good.
Rebound to Jace Massey for the Flying G's as they'll get it up front court. Back to Massey. Massey at the top of the key. Over to the wing. Now to the baseline. Baseline turnaround shot up and no good for Seth Mead. Rebounded by Rylan McDaniels. And here comes Ogama Heights. Down 31-24.
Well, Ogama's weathered the storm.
Through, yes. And another good job of McDaniels. Once again, he fought through the contact. This one didn't go, but he's going to be rewarded with a couple of free throws.
And you don't expect that three-point shooting to last the entire game. You do still have to guard it, but Ogama Heights hopefully has weathered the storm here. Down by seven here in the half, and going in with a minute 30 left to put some more points on the board. First one is no good by McDaniel, and I want to thank some sponsors again. Thank you to Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, and Ogama Veterinary Clinic of Rose City. Second free throw is good.
You know, we talked a little bit about that fatigue. Boy, that first shot with McDaniel looked like he could barely get his arms up to get that one above the rim as they've played really hard. It's been a fast-paced first half here as Gladwin brings it into the front court. Nice little hesitation move and shot up there. No good by Donald Corlew. Rebounded down, comes down to Ian Jones. Jones will set it up top of the key for Ogama Heights. Swings it around in the corner at the back up top. That is kicked back out to Ian Jones. Jones shot away, no good. Jace Massey rebounds underneath, and Gladwin will slow it down as we approach 50 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 31 for Gladwin, 25 for Ogama Heights.
See if Gladwin holds for the last shot. It's going to be about a 45-second hold if they can do it, but Mead is working on Hawk and clearing enough space. Looks like that's what they're going to try to do.
That little dribble weave here as they Massey goes the other direction, down to 28. Kicks it to the corner and now back out. Shots away here, no good. Rebounded by McDaniel as Seth Mead got a little bit impatient. Here comes Ogama Heights.
Ogama Heights with a chance to cut into the six-point lead. Looks like Hawk's going to hold it, and they're going to take the last shot.
As we get under 10, Rylan McDaniel up front, gets double-teamed. Working hard, finds some space, kicks it up, no good. Rebounded by Ogama, shots away. After the buzzer, wouldn't have counted, no good, but it's halftime here, Ryan, and Gladwin is going to go into the locker room with a 31-25 lead. They're going to take a little break. We're going to take one with them. 31-25 Gladwin here on your power station for sports, WKJC.
Welcome back live to the place that Mr. Jeff Erickson, sitting next to me, has named the Gymnasium as we start our second half action with Ogama Heights with the ball against Gladwin Flying G's. Remember, Gladwin is up 6, 31-25 at halftime, and Ogama into the front court. Hawk throws into the post. Rylan McDaniel working against. Nice pass to Mason. Dunn has it blocked from behind. Massey with the block. He's into the front court. Stops there, kicks it back out. There's Corlew. Knocked away. Great hustle there. Not quite picked up, though, as that was Ian Jones. And it leaves a wide-open Gladwin player in Dalton Peters for an easy two. Dalton had two at the break.
Yeah, tough break for Ogama.
into the front court there. Nice pass. That was Angel Potter leaving it for Mason Dunn. Mason gets his second bucket of the ball game. So it's a six-point game again. And we're going to get a travel there on Corlew the third.
We are going to get a travel. I thought we had a foul. Okay.
Looked like one from here as well, but he must have walked first. Little token pressure here by Gladwin, giving Ogema some fits. Finally getting into Potter. Potter into the front court. He's got numbers if he wants them. Takes it, splits two defenders, lays it up off the front iron. No good. Rebound into the hands of Peters.
Oh, and a good take. He just couldn't quite get it over the rim.
Massey will try a three. Back iron, no good, and hit the ribbon up top. Gives us a chance to tell you that tonight's game is brought to you by Charles Wangler Sales of West Branch, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, Later's Collision of West Branch, and Roy Simmons and Sons Well Drilling of West Branch. Inbound there to Ian Jones. He gets it back to Rylan McDaniel, says clear the lane. It's just a man pressure. We don't want any extra defenders. Finds Jones in the right wing. He drives baseline, kicks the hawk, swinging around the perimeter. Potter back to the top of the key. Ogema will reset. Right wing into the hands of Jones. Little cross screen action. Get it inside to McDaniel. He will post up, kick it back out. The big fella for three. Front iron, no good. The big fella being Mason Dunn, and that one catches iron. Back the other way. Quick comes Seth Mead. Splits two defenders, lays it up and in. Seth Mead with a great take for Gladwin. Into the front court. Out of my view just a little bit. Ball knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, it looks like that ball was loose, and a couple of Ogema players went after it, and somehow it ended up off from a Gladwin foot, it looks like. So Ogema will trigger from underneath.
Tough angle here for Hawk to throw it in. Little cross screen action. He's got to try to get it in. Long cross court pass into the hands of Angel Potter. Potter drives middle. Kicks around the perimeter. Into the hands of McDaniel. McDaniel will try a jump shot. Same thing as that free throw you mentioned earlier. Just didn't have any legs on that jump shot.
And he seems like he's stepping back, too. He's got to step into it instead of stepping back. As
Mead into the front court. Over to Ben Varellen. Big first half for Ben Varellen. Led all scorers with nine as he drives the lane. And Rylan McDaniel says, nope, not today. He knocks it out of bounds. Gladwin calling, Gladwin coach Mike Varellen, I can hear from up here, calls for the stack play. Three offensive players right in a row, right on the block. We'll see how they split. They'll get it into Mead, top of the key. Mead working against Ian Jones. He'll hand off to Ben Varellen. Kicks it around to Massey. Massey finds two defenders. Ben Varellen open for three. He had some good ones in the first half. Won't go. Rebound, Massey. Got it up off the rim and hit every piece of the iron. Won't go. Rebound all the way out to Rob Hawk. Chases it down to half court. Rob Hawk splits two defenders, lays it up, and that one won't go. The rim was unkind there to Rob Hawk.
Just couldn't get it to go. It was all the way down and just came right back out. And Ogema can't buy a bucket right now.
Yeah, both teams finding it difficult to score, especially Ogema. That was a travel on DC3. He took one too many steps. He took one too many steps, and it will go back over to Ogema Heights, 35-27 in favor of the G's. Ian Jones pulls the trigger here on the inbound pass. Gets it to half court, Potter. Potter trapped in a corner, finds Hawk. Hawk will try a three, halfway down and out. Another one as Jeff Erickson next to me shakes his head. Rebound fought for by Dunn, little behind the back. Rylan McDaniel! Put that one on SportsCenter, behind his back in the air, lays it up on the opposite side.
Yeah, and beautiful up and under and a nice take. The athleticism, the ability to be able to hang in the air.
Inside entry there for Gladwin. Dalton Peters working against Dunn. Has it knocked away. Ian Jones with good help defense.
Good hands.
Into the front court comes Rob Hawk. He'll swing to McDaniel. Long three-pointer from straight up top. Didn't have enough legs, and it's out of bounds.
Yeah, and he's just not getting any elevation whatsoever on those shots. It's just they're... As Joe Bach will enter the game and Mason Dunn will sit down. But, yeah, just McDaniel, just nothing behind that. He got off the ground about an inch, and the ball never got above the rim.
He looks a little gassed, Jeff. Hands on his hips, hands on his knees. He's feeling it.
Yeah, he really does, and he has all night. You wonder if maybe he's a little bit under the weather or something. It's good hands by Potter.
Potter takes it away from Ben Varellin at the top of the key. He'll swing to the right wing. Ian Jones. Ogema with a chance to cut this six-point lead in half with a three, or at least cut into it with a two. We're going to get a foul in the lane going against Gladwin. That'll be on
Lechner, I believe. Nope, they're going to call that on Massey.
They got Jace Massey for that one. And Rob Hawk will do the inbound. Basic box formation here for Ogema Heights. Into the corner is 20. That's Joe Bach. Up to Jones. Swinging around the perimeter. Ooh. Robbie Hawk had a defender, Meade, fly by. Lays it up, and Rob Hawk gets the easy one.
Yeah, nice little runner there for Robbie Hawk, and they needed that one as they cut it to four. And don't look now, but here comes Ogema Heights.
Yeah, 35-31, and we talked at halftime. They were outworking them. As Massey goes to the rim, bumped, no call, rebound by Bach. And Ogema can cut farther into this four-point lead. Bring it back to two, make it a one-possession game either way. Here's Jones off the glass, no good. Rebound, Seth Meade. He's got Massey in the front court, and he just overthrew him. A little bit too excited there.
Yeah.
And another somewhat unforced turnover as Gladwin. Coach Varellin's going to take a 30-second timeout, so we'll take it with him here on 104.7, your power station for sports. Ah, I gotta love that fiddle bringing us back here in Gladwin as the Flying G's, 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the third quarter, lead Ogema Heights 35-31 in what's been some end-to-end action here, Jeff, but not exactly pretty basketball.
No, and not a lot of scoring as both teams seems like they've been able to get to the hole but just have not been able to get the ball to drop here in the second half. As quickly up court, Angel Potter, no good, defended by Massey, but gets his own rebound and he'll reset.
Yeah, Ogema Heights trying to take advantage of this token pressure by Gladwin. Potter got a decent look, couldn't get it to go, but it came right back to him. He'll throw it inside. There is Ryland McDaniel. He fights it up through contact off the rim, and he got it to go. He'll have a chance to cut this lead to one. It's now 35-33 with under 3 minutes to go in the third.
Yeah, and really nice job by McDaniel on that possession. He worked inside, took a couple of dribbles, got it into the right hand, and then turned the shoulders and squared up and went straight up. And that's the best elevation I've seen him have this half, as he's still, though, looking at him. He's got his hands on his hips and just looks like he's beat up out there.
He does look a little bit gassed as Gladwin makes a couple substitutes here. Mieske comes into the ball game along with Brody Varellin, and 24 Dalton Peters back into the ball game. Free throw on the way, front iron, no good. Rebound, Bach can't get it to go.
Good rebound and a nice follow, but just halfway down again.
Yeah, kind of the story of the night for Ogema Heights is this, at least the story of the third quarter here is we're already 6 minutes into the third quarter, 2.5 to go, and swinging around the perimeter to Massey. Massey up top for Gladwin. Dribble handoff there. It's Ben Varellin, drives to his left, gets by Hawk, can't get it to go. Rebound, nice effort there, but it's missed by Peters. Rebound fought for, and we're going to get a foul. As the Ogema faithful gives a cheer for the effort by Ryland McDaniel. I tell you what, he's working hard.
Yeah, he is working hard, and that was a situation where I thought he got fouled about three times and then finally got possession of it and just refused to give it up. So got to hand it to Ryland McDaniel. Great effort.
Yeah, the will of a senior at this point in the season. Inbounded ahead to Bach. He'll get it back to Ian Jones. Again, that little half-court run and jump, they don't trap there. Bach. Had Hawk, didn't throw it. Misses badly, but right to number three, Angel Potter. He gets his first two of the second half, and don't look now. We're tied with 2:06 to go here in the third. We got a ball game, Jeff. Into the front court. That's Brody Varellin. He'll throw into the post. Dalton Peters tries to find the cutter, stolen by Potter. Into the front court for Ogema. Here comes Angel Potter. Throws up the floater off the iron. No good. Rebound, fought for, and we're going to get a foul. I believe it's going to go against Ben Varellin, so Ogema will hang on to the ball in a tie game with a chance to take the lead with a minute 47 to go.
Yeah, and once again, Ryland McDaniel getting on the floor, battling for that ball and able to get rewarded with a foul, and Ogema is going to inbound this one with a chance to take the lead.
Tough to get it in. Finally do over there to McDaniel. He drives to his right, splits three defenders, leaves it for Hawk in the corner for three, and he got it! Big three there from Rob Hawk and an assist to McDaniel. And Coach Varellan doesn't like it. Big run for Ogama Heights. They take a lead 38-35 with 1:37 to go here in the third. We'll take a break with them. Be back in 60 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Back live here from Gladwin, Ryan Fritz, Jeff Erickson bringing you the call. Jeff, Ogama Heights is on a 13-4 run here in the third quarter.
Yeah, and they're just digging it out right now. They want it more, and they're getting on the floor. They're defensively, they're attacking. Gladwin on the offensive end. It's a really nice run here for Ogama Heights.
Ball into the hands of Ben Varellan. As we see the big scorer early in the game, Seth Mead was the big scorer. He's on the bench now for Gladwin. Dribble handoff with Massey. Massey drives to the nail, leaves it there for Mieske. Mieske, I thought he traveled, but he got it to Dalton Peters, who got a layup up and in, and that'll make it 38-37 now in favor of Ogama Heights, a one-point lead. Rob Hawk splits two defenders, lost the handle. He thought he was fouled.
Yeah, too much dribbling. You got to give that one up, Rob.
And back into the front court comes Ben Varellan. Dribble handoff with Massey. He's working against Hawk. Top of the key. Massey tries his left. Nothing there. Back to Varellan. Left wing. Good defense here. And this run has been fueled by defense for sure.
Yeah, it really has. They're ratcheted up the man-to-man and really just doing a really nice job, too. Anything on the floor seems like Ogama's digging out. As they go corner three, no good, but rebounded underneath there by Gladwin.
Peters.
Back out. Resets.
Rebound again, Varellan. Off the backboard, no. Three shots, four shots. That one to Massey. He gets a defender, Ian Jones, up in the air. And finally a foul. And mercifully, that possession is over as Ogama Heights couldn't find a way to get a rebound. Gladwin with lots of chances.
Well, and as I look over on the bench, and I haven't said it, but I've thought it a couple of different times tonight. We talked about Mason Dunn and his importance. He is sitting on the bench right now, and they just have no size down low whatsoever. It's basically a four-guard lineup right now.
It is, and Joe Bach, take nothing away from him. He's working hard, but he doesn't have the height that three of those Gladwin kids do. First free throw by Massey finds the shooter's roll, and it goes. Tie it up at 38. Second free throw by Massey. Two dribbles, three dribbles, spins, sets, fires, got it. 1 point lead back in favor of Gladwin now. 39-38, 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A little token double team. Into the front, Jones. Skips it over to Hawk. Hawk tries the baseline, nothing there. Ogama would be wise to hold for the last shot here in a 1 point game. Hawk hounded by Brody Varellan. Hawk gets a screen, lost the handle. There's that too much dribbling again. Here comes Ben Varellan for Gladwin with four. Three, he'll stop at the top of the key, fire an off-balance. Three, no good, and that'll get us to our fourth quarter in a one-point game. Great action here from Gladwin. They lead the Ogama Heights Falcons 39-38. We've got 8 minutes to play, Jeff. We'll see you back here in 60 on your power station for sports, 104.7 WKJC. Welcome back here to the Gladwin Gymnasium, where we've got a one-point game to start the fourth quarter. Jace Massey for the Gladwin Flying G's lead, 39-38. As a couple quick sponsor thank yous, Rose City Ace Hardware. And we're going to get it out of bounds here. I'll get one more sponsor, Compassionate Care Home Health Services of Michigan. And on your Carroll Broadcasting Stations, we got a couple barn burners, a one-point game over here. And on hits, we've got a 27 all tie between Tawas and Roscommon. So flip channels by all means, but we've got two good ones, Jeff.
As Ogama into the front court, quickly down low, and Mason Dunn missed the puppy. Rebounded down there by Gladwin, number 23, that's Mieske, and Ogama will reset. 1 point lead, just underway here in the fourth quarter of a great basketball game. Working the weave out top, Jace Massey with the left hand shows some athleticism and quickly turned over as immediately inbounded, picked off by Gladwin, but missed the puppy on this end. And back the other way we go as Ogama Heights triggers up top with Rob Hawk.
Yes, and I see Seth Mead at the scorer's table. Somebody, if I'm a Gladwin person, I want to see back into the ballgame as Rylan McDaniel goes to the rim, has it knocked away.
And he tried to recover it. It went off from the Gladwin player, clearly, and they'll talk about this one, I think. The referee that was close must have gotten blocked off because it clearly went off the Gladwin player. So looks like they'll reset, and they will. They'll stay with Ogama Heights here.
Yep.
Mr. Kano, Joe Kano, went down and called the, what everybody knew to be true. So
everybody except Coach Varell in here, he's not happy with it. But,
right.
But Joe gives him the explanation. It was clear from our view, and we're about 100 feet away.
41-38, quickly inbounded to Angel Potter, and Potter goes up with the shot. No good, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two with a chance to cut it to one here if he can make them both.
So that's what we talked about down at this end in the pregame. Jace Massey and his slashing, his athleticism, ability to get to the rim. He's only got six, but I think all three of them have come from right there tonight. First free throw by Potter is good.
And nothing but net. Nice rotation on the first one. 41-39. Gladwin still with the lead as Potter gets a second.
Give Potter double digits. That gives him 10. Second one on the way.
Up and
make
easy
it 11.
Good. So 41-40 as token pressure here by Ogama Heights as Ben Varellen brings it up for Gladwin. Immediately to the foul line. Foul line, nobody stops him. He goes with the left hand. Floater, no good. Rylan McDaniel pulls it down. And Ogama Heights with a chance to take the lead.
Yeah, right idea there by Varellen, but he kind of put up a soft shot with his left hand, didn't use the backboard, didn't really give it a chance, as Donald Corlew the third will check in now for...
He'll check in for Varellen.
Yes, thank you.
Ogama will maintain possession up top. Piles it into the short corner. And to the hole.
That was
no
Bach.
Good. That's Bach, Joe Bach, but rebounded up and in for Ogama Heights. And Ogama Heights, 42-41.
Give Rylan McDaniel 15
give that to McDaniels as still working hard on the end. As Gladwin runs the weave up front, gets it to Jace Massey. Massey up and under with the right hand, no good, but a rebound out there and a reset.
Boy, Meade did not want to take that shot.
He did not want that shot, and he was hitting them earlier on as they go down low to Peters. Peters back out to Seth Meade. Seth Meade flips it on the handoff to Donald Corlew the third. Corlew working on Angel Potter, goes up with the left hand, no good, but Potter got him on the arm, and Donald Corlew the third will go to the line with a chance to tie or put the Gladwin Flying G's. And we got a couple of more bills to pay, I think, don't we, my friend?
Absolutely, our friends at Box Drop of Standish, Rose City RV Center, Arby's of West Branch, Linwood Standish, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, Buck's Country Cooking of West Branch, and Quality Garage Doors of West Branch. Thank you to all those people that get us on the air as the first free throw by DC3, no good. Second one, in and out, rebound to Mason Dunn.
Rebound by Dunn to McDaniel. McDaniel up the floor. And McDaniel tried to get around the Gladwin player there as Jaden Mieske stepped in, tried to slide over in front, but wasn't able to get him set. And it's going to be a foul on Mieske.
Yeah, those feet are still moving. It's a pretty easy one for the official as Mieske wasn't quite in possession yet.
Yeah, and McDaniel was just, he went in strong and was able to get through that contact as... Into the front court now is Potter. Potter over the pops it down low to Rylan McDaniel. McDaniel stuffed himself with the backboard. No good, and Gladwin will come the other way.
Got a little too deep there. Corlew the third with good defense.
This is Corlew. Corlew to Massey. Massey inside, double teamed, kicks it back out. This is Corlew. Corlew works around Mason Dunn and stepped on the line. No, he traveled. He traveled with it.
That's twice now. He's jump stopped and taken that extra little shuffle step.
Yep, I thought he stepped out of bounds, but they're going to get him with the travel. So back over to Ogama Heights here with a one-point lead as dangerous throw into the front court from McDaniels, chased down by Bach. Bach to the corner. This is Angel Potter, and back out to McDaniels as Rylan will reset.
Buck kind of gave him a look like, hey, why are you throwing that all the way to me? You got a bunch of closer guys you can get it to.
Absolutely. Over the corner, this is Robbie Hawk. Robbie Hawk, McDaniel. McDaniel slashes through the lane, and good as knocks another one down. 17 for Rylan McDaniels as he is pacing Ogama Heights, who are now up to a three-point lead. Triple try for the tie. No good up top. Shot no good by Meade. Jace Massey fights for the rebound, up and under, and good from the left side with the right hand, cuts it to one.
Yeah, great effort there by Massey to keep that ball alive and give his teammate a chance.
Quickly into the front court. Mason Dunn controls, knocked out of his hands, flipped it back out to Angel Potter. Pottle struggling to hold on to it. Spin move into the lane, no good, off front iron, but he rebounds it himself. Hit hard underneath as he was pounded, but no call. Looks like he got hit hard on that play, but fought through contact for the bucket. It's 46-43 as Massey comes the other way. Massey throws up one with the right hand, no good. McDaniel over the back, but couldn't keep it alive as Gladwin keeps possession. Shot in the corner. A little raindrop from Dalton Peters is good. And it's 46-45. Ogama Heights with the lead in the ball.
Haven't seen that kind of range from Peters in two games, but there he found it as the senior wants to keep playing.
Nice job by McDaniels. You got to like what he just did there. Kept it in his right hand and just continued to drop that shoulder.
And absorbed the contact.
And absorbed the contact all the way up the floor, and he forced the official to eventually call that.
Yeah, DC3 bodying him up the whole way, and he was just a step ahead of him, and Corlew couldn't catch up.
Robbie Hawk triggers underneath. Joe Bach cuts through, and now Angel Potter. Ball knocked out of Hawk's hands, and it'll go over to the corner here as...
back into the game came
Ogama Heights will reset.
Varellin for Mieske as well in that little break.
Angel Potter. Potter working on Massey. Good defense by Jace Massey. Potter slipping and sliding up front. Tosses it over to... and ends up over with Bach, and now Bach to Ryland McDaniels. Ryland McDaniels works baseline. No good. Swings it over to Angel Potter. Wide open three on the way. Nothing but nylon.
Big
number three. Angel Potter buries it. 49-45. Ogama Heights 4-point lead. 3 minutes to go.
Give Potter 16 on the night with that big three-pointer. It's been a quiet 16, but that was nothing but loud. 3 minutes on the ball, on the scoreboard. 4-point game.
Massey around top, a nice one-handed floater by Donald Corlew III, keeping him in it. 49-47, Ogama, as they get it inbounds to Robbie Hawk. Robbie Hawk back to McDaniel. McDaniel waves him off. He'll take it. Double teamed, but kicks it to Robbie Hawk. Robbie Hawk thought about the three, but gets it to McDaniel. McDaniel will take the three. No good. Rebounded down low by Ben Varellin. Varellin clears the front court.
Chance to tie or take the lead here for Gladwin, and I can't help but smile, Jeff. This is exactly what we expected and exactly what we wanted when we came here tonight.
Great game as we go to 2 minutes as Jace Massey. Massey over to Corlew. Corlew with a nice up and under, and we're going to count the bucket and one.
Where did Corlew come from? 2 points until about a minute ago, and he's got four in the last 45 seconds.
And a real nice up and under move, and was able to gain the contact as he got fouled there by Bach. And here comes Ian Jones back into the game.
They called that foul on three Potter. That's his fourth. That could be developing story.
They did catch that with Potter. Okay, 2:18 to go. Free throw coming. Is good, and Gladwin back on top now, 50-49. Ogama quickly into the front court as he fires it long to Angel Potter. Angel Potter with the runner, no good, but Massey is going to get him on the arm, and Angel Potter's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, back and forth ball game here. They're not going to give him two. They're going to call it on the floor.
Okay, so they're going to call it on
the
floor.
Okay.
All right, so Ogama will inbounds from underneath. This is Robbie Hawk. Hawk fires into McDaniel. McDaniel up to Ian Jones to Angel Potter around the corner. This is Robbie Hawk. Hawk fires it down low. Mason Dunn with a power move. And you can count that one as he went up and under with the right hand. 51-50 as we go under 2 minutes.
Confident, well-practiced move there by Mason. He's done that before, and he got it to go.
Vrellin and Corlew working it up front. Corlew with the high post. Dribbles it into the center. Kicks it out. Shot on the way. Ben Varellin. No good. Off iron. Kept alive out there by 24. That's
Peters.
Dalton Peters.
He's done that several times tonight. Just got to find bodies and not let them jump.
Steph Mead working one-on-one. Angel Potter. Minute 30 to go. 51-50. Shots away.
There he is.
Count it. Nothing but nylon for Seth Mead as Ogama Heights. Back and forth we go, and here comes Ogama Heights to Jones in the corner. Jones, McDaniel, hard drive, and one!
He got it to go, and he was fouled on the way to the rim.
As Ryland McDaniels with the right hand, the body control. Oh, my goodness, 53-53. Ryland McDaniels steps to the line 1:16 to go, and looks like everybody wants a timeout.
Including us.
Including us, as we're going to... Woo! We're going to catch our breath. It's 53 for Ogemaw. It's 53 for Gladwin. 1:16 to go on your power station for sports. Back here at Gladwin, 53 all, as Rylan McDaniel steps to the line. 1:16 to play in regulation, and...
That was the fourth foul on Massey as well, so a couple different players in foul trouble here for both teams.
And that could come into play, especially if this thing goes to overtime, as McDaniel lets it fly. No good. Jace Massey with the rebound, and here comes Ogemaw High. Excuse me, here comes Gladwin with Ben Varellin running the show.
See what kind of shot they get here in a tie game if they want to hold for one.
This is Seth Mead. Seth Mead working on Rylan McDaniel. This is Corlew. Corlew working on Jones. Corlew with the left hand to the hole. Goes up strong. No good. Misses the shot, but rebounded by Gladwin. Loose ball on the floor. McDaniels dives for it. No good. Comes loose out front. Fired away. No good for Corlew. Loose again.
Wow.
And there's
all
a scrum
floor.
Floor.
Bodies everywhere.
The floor is finally knocked down. Angel Potter gets it, and he's going to get fouled on the play. Donald Corlew.
And that will send Angel Potter
Angel
to
Potter's
the free throw line.
Line, as that is going to be the fifth foul. So Angel Potter's going to go. That one hit. I think everybody touched that one except for me and you.
Hey, what kind of effort out there on the floor? These guys are literally laying their bodies out for it, because that was probably the best scrum I've seen in a long time for a loose ball.
Yes, here we go. Two shots.
Four on Corlew, by the way.
Angel Potter. Conway knocks down the first one. 54 for Ogemaw, 53 for Gladwin, 35.5 left to go in regulation, as Potter will get another one. Conway steps to the floor, a couple of left-handed dribbles, flips it over into the right hand. Nothing but nylon as he twingles the twine again. 55-53, here comes Gladwin. This is Varellin into the front court working on Angel Potter. Knocked away temporarily, but recovered by Corlew. Corlew working on Jones. Corlew to the left hand. Corlew kicks it over to Dalton Peters. Peters, and timeout. Coach Mike Varellin for Gladwin is going to take a timeout. And I think we're going to stay right here for this one.
We're going to stay right here, absolutely. 19.2 left, a two-point Ogemaw lead, Gladwin ball. And we'll see what Coach Varellin wants to draw up here, Jeff.
Yes, it looks like Joe Bach's going to check back into the game. I'm assuming probably for Mason Dunn. Gives him a little bit more quickness out on the floor. But what a battle.
But they lose rebounding.
And they've really struggled. And that I don't know if I like that necessarily, to be honest with you, because they've really struggled. Ogemaw has on the offensive end. So it's looking like the lineup for Gladwin here for this potential last possession is going to be Ben Varellin, Seth Mead, got Donald Corlew in the game, Jace Massey, and Dalton Peters for Gladwin. And for Ogemaw here in the last 20 seconds, it's going to be Rylan McDaniels, Robbie Hawk, Angel Potter, Joe Bach, and Ian Jones. So a couple of sophomores out there. We'll see if they're feeling the pressure.
Couple points. Number one, Ogemaw only has two fouls, so they have two to give with 19 seconds to go. And we'll see if Coach Jennings tries that route. I've seen it backfire on teams before because they foul somebody on the shot that they don't want to.
Right.
But a foul would, you know, stop them, would ruin what they're going to see with a set, and would show you what you're going to see. From Gladwin's standpoint, I expect Massey to go to the rim. I expect either Ben Varellin or Seth Mead to take the shot, either to tie or win.
Yeah, I think you're going to see for sure. I think you'll see Massey touch it, as Ogemaw's going to trigger from the corner, flip it all the way to the backcourt. 18 seconds to go. This is Ben Varellin. Varellin working on Angel Potter.
Can't follow him because Potter has four.
Over to Massey. Massey kicks in the corner. Corlew up, blocked by McDaniels. Turned around and blocked by McDaniels again. But they're going to get McDaniels with the foul. As
a little too excited?
A little too excited. He did a nice job, but block. It looked clean, but he came down on top of him.
Yeah, anytime you follow through like that, like it's volleyball.
And you follow through, you're going to get called every time, as he'll pick up the foul.
They called it on 12. Ian Jones must have got him underneath, so it was not the block shot. But anyways, it'll send Dalton Peters to the line 50, for two shots.
55-53.
6 seconds to go.
Two shots for Dalton Peters, the senior. First shot is away and good. Nothing but nylon. Confident-looking stroke right there. As Ian Jones will check out of the game now, and they're going to bring in Mason Dunn.
That's the right
move. That rebounding you were talking about. They got to get a body on Jace Massey right here.
Absolutely. Second free throw. Ball's in his hands.
Dalton Peters takes a couple of dribbles. Spins it up there. Short. Rebound, Joe Bach. Joe Bach's fouled. And 4.4 seconds, Joe Bach. With the rebound, he's going to go to the line as that one was just a little bit short. Boy, that looked good when he let it go, didn't it?
Yes, he did. And there are timeouts left for both teams. 4.4 left. Even if he makes both, it's only a three-point game as Bach will go to the line. And Coach Jennings tells his two players, Rob Hawk and Mason Dunn, who are going to go to the free throw line, do not get a foul here.
Yeah,
do not get an over the back. Stop. Make them run the length of the floor in 4.4 seconds
well,
if he doesn't make this one.
You do have, as you mentioned, only three fouls, though, so it wouldn't be the worst thing. They could give up one here. If they start to run up the floor, they could look at maybe a quick foul here.
Yep. And that was Donald Corlew's fifth foul, so he is out of the ball game, and Mieske has checked in for him. So good game, Donald Corlew. We won't see him for the rest of the night.
Joe Bach, first free throw, just like that. He got it. He threw it up there before we even had a chance to talk about it.
That was Joe's first point of the game.
And
how about a big one at this moment?
That's a big one, and one more here to turn it to three. Up, but no good. Rebound, kicks it out quickly. Shot away from half court.
Oh, Meade off the front iron.
No good as Seth Meade let it fly from just inside half court. And it went just a little bit right. It was right dead on target. And just like that, Ogemaw Heights, 56. Gladwin, 54. Final here at Gladwin. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to try to regather ourselves. What a ball game here on WKJC 104.7.